What's going on, everyone? Brandon Fryer here, filling in for Hunter Logan on this Saturday, March 16th, with another episode, episode four, actually, of Stack the Pucks. I've got three more NHL matches for you in this busy Saturday night, man. It's been a busy Saturday overall. The first one I got is the Colorado Avalanche taking on the Edmonton Oilers. Then I got the Nashville Predators taking on the Seattle Kraken. And then finally, I got the Washington Capitals taking on the Vancouver Canucks. Let's not waste any time. We're going to jump right into it with our first matchup, the Colorado Avalanche taking on the Edmonton Oilers. The lines are currently open in this game, and it favors the Edmonton Oilers sitting at 130 in the money line at home, while the Colorado Avalanche are at plus 108 on the road. Now, when looking at the puck line on Colorado side, it's at plus 1.5 at negative 210, while Edmonton is at negative 1.5 at plus 172. Now, when we look at the last 10 games, Colorado got the advantage with the 8-2 win-loss total against the Edmonton Oilers, and the unders hit six times in the last 10 games. Now, when we're looking at this over-under, it's set at 6.5. If you take the over in that one, that's at negative 134, while the under is at plus 110. Now, this is the first time these two teams are playing against each other. Edmonton's more of an under team than an over team, while Colorado's more of an over team than an under team. But if you're looking at Colorado of late, their last 10 games, they've hit the under six times. And then you got the Edmonton Oilers, they've hit the under seven times. So something has to give. Now, look, in the last 10 games in the win-loss total for the Colorado Avalanche, they've been 7-2-1, while the Edmonton Oilers have also got that same record. So this is going to be a really good matchup. Now, look, Colorado only allows 1.6 goals so far in their last five games, while the Edmonton Oilers are doing just better than that, 1.3. This is going to be one of the great matchups overall. You got a lot of star powers in this game and everything. And speaking of star power, let's focus in on some player props right away in this game. Nathan MacKinnon is someone I like at 0.5. Take the over in that one. It's at plus 102. He's been averaging 0.6. I feel like that's easy money right away in this game. Now, if you're looking over at the other team, and that one is the Edmonton Oilers, you gotta like Connor McDavid. 0.5 in that one. The over's at 0.104. He's been averaging 0.4. I think that's something you want to get on. Maybe Taze is someone you want to lean towards if you really want to get some big overs. I know it's really high at plus 650 out the over for a 0.5 goal, but I know he's averaging 0.1 right now. You get over in that one, you can really get some things going in this one. Now, let's look at some trends in this game right now. And one thing we got to focus on the Colorado Avalanche side, they are trending upwards, hitting the money line, hitting it 59 times in their last 91 games. They've also hit the over in 29 of their last 48 games on the road. While we're looking at the Edmonton Oilers right now, one thing you got to focus in on this team, they're doing really good at covering the puck line at home, covering it 25 times in their last 45 games at home. Another thing you want to take note of in this one is that they struggle, though, hitting the over. They've only hit it 39 times in their last 90 games. I think this is going to be a slower matchup right now, so I'm going to lean and take the under in this one. I don't think it's going to be such a high-scoring game, but I'm going to actually lean towards Colorado in this game, and I'm going to take Colorado in the puck line as well. Now let's get into our next matchup. It's the Nashville Predators taking on the Seattle Kraken. The lines are currently open in this one, and it favors the Nashville Predators in the money line at negative 118, while the Seattle Kraken are at negative 102. When we're looking at the puck line on Nashville's side, it's at negative 1.5 at plus 205, while the Kraken is at plus 1.5 at negative 260. When we're looking at the over-under, it's set at 5.5. If you take the over, it's at negative 118. If you take the under, it's at negative 104. Now, you look at the last eight games, not 10 because the Seattle Kraken is a new franchise. If you're looking at this one right now, the last eight games, the Kraken got the advantage with the 5-3 record. The overs hit four times, the under is hit three, and then they push one. Now, the last 10 games, though, the Kraken has been pretty much average, 5-4-1 in their last 10 games and hitting the over six times in their last 10. While you're looking at Nashville, they've been actually playing quite well. They have an 8-0-2 record overall. They've hit the over four times, hit the under five, and then they push one as well. Now, you're looking at both these teams. Both of these teams are more under teams than over teams so far this NHL season. If you're looking at Nashville to their last five games, they allowed 2.6 goals in that one with a 3-0-2 record so far in that one. You're looking at the Seattle Kraken. They've been average, but they've only been giving up 2.8 goals so far. So this one, if you're doing the math, you might be right at that five mark in this one. Now, let's look at some trends and let's focus in on this Nashville Predators team, doing really good on the road. They've been hitting the money line 23 times in the last 40 games on the road. And they also been covering the puck line quite well in 49 times in their last 84 games. Now, while you're looking at the Kraken right now in this one, one thing you got to take note of is that they've been struggling right now covering the puck line, only doing it 24 times in their last 49 games at home. Another thing that this team's been struggling at is hitting the over. They've only hit it 42 times in their last 94 games. Now, as we're looking at some props in this game, one player you probably want to lean towards in this one on the Kraken side is McCain. Right now, it's at 0.5 in his goals. If you take the over in that one, that's at plus 165. He's been averaging 0.42 in this one. So I kind of like that for him in this one. I like O'Reilly in this game, too, for Nashville at 0.5 in his. If you take the over in that one, that's at plus 195. He's been season average about 0.3. I like him in this one. And Forsberg, right now, 0.5 in his. He's averaging 0.51. If you take the over in his 0.5 goals scored, it's sitting right now at plus 135. I like Nashville in this one. It'll probably be like a 2-1 game. I think it's going to be an under in this one, so I'm going to lean towards that one. I'm also going to take Nashville in the puck line, and I like them in the money line as well. Now let's take a look at our final matchup in this episode, and that one is the Washington Capitals taking on the Vancouver Canucks. The lines are currently open in this game, and it favors the Vancouver Canucks in the money line, sitting at negative 230, while Washington is on the road at plus 188. When we're looking at the puck line in this game, on Vancouver's side, it's at negative 1.5 at plus 110. When you're looking at the Capitals, they're at plus 1.5 at negative 132. Now, the over-under in this game is set at 5.5. If you take the over in that one, that's at negative 130. While if you take the under, it's at plus 106. Now, if you look at the last 10 games between these two, the Capitals got the advantage with the 7-3 record. However, they're even when it comes to the over-under. Now, as we stand this over-under right now, the Vancouver Canucks are more of an over team than an under team right now. But in their last 10 games, they've hit the under in 6 of their last 10. You're looking at the Capitals right now. They have, in their last 10, hit the over 5 times, the under 4, and they pushed 1. But they're more of an under team than an over team so far this NHL season. In their last 5 on the goaltending side, they've been allowing 2.4 goals. While you're looking at the Vancouver Canucks, their defense has been great. They've been 4-0-1 in their last 5 on the goaltending in between the pipes. And in that one, they've been giving up 1.17 goals a game. That's been really good in this one. That's why I can see why it's right now at 5.5 between these two. Now, as we continue to look at trends, one thing you got to look at in this game is that the Washington Capitals have been hitting the over in 19 of the last 38 games on the road. However, they've been struggling on the puck line, only hitting it 36 times in the last 79 games. Now, while you're looking at this Vancouver Canucks team, one thing you got to take note of is they've been trending upwards, hitting the money line, hitting it 51 times in the last 83 games. They also have been doing pretty well covering the puck line, covering it 24 times in the last 38 games, especially at home. So they've been doing their homework overall in this one. So this is going to be a tough matchup overall for this Washington Capitals teams. I do like Pettersson in this one. Right now, it's at 0.5 in the goals. If you take the over in that one, it's at plus 128. If you do that, he's been averaging 0.6 in this game. Also like Miller in this one at 0.5 in his goals. The over in that one, if you see that in goals scored, is at plus 140. I like him. His season average right now is pretty much close to it at 0.49 right now in this one. I also, in this one, might lean towards Washington to get a little love. Maybe Ovechkin can get some things going in this one, but he's been struggling right now for this team. I mean, his season average has been about 0.29, but if you take the over in his goal scored at 0.5, it's at plus 170. And this one, I think, is going to be a low-scoring game, so I'm actually going to take the under in this one so you can get a little extra money in this one, but I'm going to lean towards the Canucks in the puck line in this game and in the money line. That's our look at the Washington Capitals taking on the Vancouver Canucks. Then we had the Nashville Predators taking on the Seattle Kraken and the Colorado Avalanche taking on the Edmonton Oilers. I'm Brandon Fryer, filling in for Hunter Logan. This is episode 4 of Stack the Pucks.